You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today on Support for This Podcast.
If you are one who just waits for the food to come to you, you are not in any way seeking out or finding. My urge to go and get my food is like the hunter's desire to go into the wood, into the wild, to find what it is that I want and to get it.
We speak to Conrad Malone, a New York City-based man who exclusively orders his food to go and never orders delivery. Conrad shares what he loves most about pickup orders and how his early days racing home with Domino's Pizza cemented a lifelong commitment to pick up and carry home his own food.
And that was the moment where I realized that there was not only satisfaction in rubbing this pizza in my mother's face, but I also had the opportunity to eat that sweet victory, and neither my siblings were able to enjoy it with me. Their pizza came about 2 minutes after I arrived and was slightly colder.
Join us, won't you? I'm Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca, and this is Support for This Podcast.
Hi everyone, Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca here. I'm very pleased to be sitting here with Conrad Malone. Thank you for joining us, Conrad.
It is my pleasure.
Oh, lovely. Can you take us back to the day where you decided, instead of ordering your food with a delivery service, you know, Seamless or delivery.com, that you decided to pick up your food order? Can you just take us back to that moment? Where were you? What happened and what prompted that kind of radical change?
Emily, Amy, Lauren, Becca, I feel, going back to the hunters and the gatherers, if research shows that fighting for your meal, doing something to get the meal, is the most satisfying way to enjoy a meal. If you are one who just waits for the food to come to you, you are not in any way seeking out or finding. My urge to go and get my food is like the hunter's desire to go into the wood, into the wild, to find what it is that I want and to get it. My first experience, hearkening back to your initial query, was my mother was not great. She was not a traditionalist in the sense that I am, and she was very much on the cutting edge. We had an computer and other such modern technological advances, and she wouldn't cook us meals, and I loved pizza because I was a child, and that's what we like.
Finally some common ground.
I don't understand. But I will tell you that Domino's is a popular restaurant chain. And they advertised that they could bring a pizza to you in 30 minutes or fewer minutes. And I decided that my revenge against my mother was to actually bet her that I could go to Domino's, get a pizza, and bring it back in 28 minutes or fewer. And that was the moment where I realized that there was not only satisfaction in rubbing this pizza in my mother's face, but I also had the opportunity to eat that sweet victory, and neither my siblings were able to enjoy it with me. Their pizza came about 2 minutes after I arrived and was slightly colder.
Oh. So you've always been one to pick up your order?
Yes.
And it runs deep for you?
Very deep. It runs very deep. Mm-hmm. Emily, Lauren, Amy, I feel
It's fine.
If we're going to argue, I don't deal well with other human beings. Look,
when you pick up your food, is there anyone at home that you're sharing that food with?
Yes, there is someone else who shares with me. No, it is not a person. No, it is not an animal. Yes, it is a stuffed object. No, it doesn't feel feelings. Yes, it doesn't eat.
When you get a pickup order, do you call and order the order through the phone?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's one of the greatest feelings.
Oh.
I love to call. I use a corded landline telephone.
Mm.
A
curly cord?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Now we've got some common ground.
Yes.
A curly cord. Yes.
I love this.
Oh, I do too. I love feeling it in my fingers.
Yes.
I love the
winding it around yourself.
Oh, it's like a bat.
Oops, I'm trapped. Oh.
Oh, a game I play. Oh, we should hang out.
Oh.
I like to call. I like to speak to someone. I like to get their first name.
Oh.
I like to have a relationship so that when I show up, they can look at me and they can say, Conrad?
Yes.
And I say, that's me. I don't cook. I feel that food tastes better out of plastic. I have so many plastic containers from takeout orders that I've had.
Yes.
And my home could be a museum.
Yes, and they really are museum pieces because, as you said, you don't cook, so they serve literally no function.
That is true. The Plastiques Corporation from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, does make art.
Yes.
Disposable art that I choose to keep.
Yes. Yes, well...
It's a gift from the restaurant. I consider, if you go to the restaurant and you eat, do you get to take a plate home with you? No.
That's an excellent point.
Hmm.
You're an individual, that's for sure.
Thank you.
So, okay, are there certain places, do you have a rotating a number of restaurants that you go to? Do you have a top three or 10? Or you never cook, so how many different restaurants are we talking about here?
I eat at an average of, let me see, 5 meals a day, 6 days a week. I eat out 40 times a week. So that's roughly 20 restaurants. I usually will double dip, perhaps. There will be a leftover, not often. I am a full-figured lad. Sometimes what I will do is I will place an order for delivery and have them deliver to their own restaurant.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will wait there. And as invariably the sweet man gets on his bicycle, looks at the thing confused, I'll go outside and I'll say, are you the delivery for Conrad?
Yeah.
And he'll look at me and say, yes. And I'll say, right here.
Does he like that? I would imagine he might feel quite frustrated. I mean, he probably got his jacket on and his helmet and the bike and the vest and then packs it all up and then only to go nowhere.
You know, the feelings of other people have never been my primary concern.
Oh,
but sure. I think you might be onto something there.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Book Disguise. Got a big family trip coming up? Do you know that you're going to be spending a considerable amount of time around your grandparents? Do you also know that inevitably you're going to get a lecture about how everyone is always on their phones and nobody talks to each other anymore? From the makers of galoshes comes Book Disguise. Book Disguise is, simply put, a disguise for your phone to make it look like a book. Book Disguise is handcrafted to look like a paperback novel with a hidden space inside it that fits your iPhone. Simply insert your phone into the slip, line your camera up with the tiny hole in the back book cover, and let your vacation begin. Grandma can't get mad at you now, can she? Not when you're reading Anna Karenina on the beach. No, of course not. She'll applaud your taste in salacious 19th century literature. Little does she know, you're reading Chrissy Teigen's latest Twitter thread and posting pictures of your hot dog legs by the pool. Book Disguise is customizable for iPhones, Androids, and even other books. We're looking at you, 50 Shades of Grey lovers. Because the key to a good family vacation isn't open lines of communication, it's the lies we tell each other about ourselves. Book Disguise is available on Amazon.com and wherever else your grandma doesn't shop.
For some of our listeners, they've never picked up an order in their lives, in their probably young lives. Times have changed somewhat rapidly. Can you just give us a play-by-play of what happens when you order a restaurant, a food order for pickup?
If you have ordered delivery to your home, you can go on about your daily life as if nothing is happening. You don't think about it again.
Well, I think that's why people do that. You just tip, tap, tap in that computer, send it off, don't talk to anybody. Next thing you know, you have a delicious meal at your door.
Oh, you poor people. You're missing the point.
Oh.
It is the anticipation, the walk to the restaurant.
Sure.
As you get yourself to the establishment, you open the door. Usually there will be a register, someplace, a bar, some area where the interchange of food to person is at a more rapid rate than, say, sitting at a table.
Are there chairs?
There can be. There can be stools. If there's a bar, chances are there will be a stool or some sort of higher type chair for you to sit in.
Do you sit there?
I will.
Oh.
I will. And I will take a complimentary glass of water.
Oh.
Sometimes there is some sort of...
Mixed nuts, maybe?
Mixed nuts, exactly, and I will...
Does it bother you? Do you eat the mixed nuts in a common bowl on a bar?
I do.
Okay.
Is there a reason that I shouldn't?
Some people think there might be germs from the random hands that have also been in the bowl.
Oh, I promise you, there is no hand dirtier than mine, so I don't really worry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Your eyes.
Oh.
You can't hear them on the radio.
Oh.
My goodness.
Oh, well, let's keep focused on the material at
hand. I'm so sorry. I know that it's the food that I pick up, but I haven't seen... A visage like this? I don't get out, as they say.
Well, Conrad, it's 2017, so I'm not comfortable with where this conversation's going.
Duly noted. I think that went well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So getting back to when you go to pick up the order, you said that you show up, there's usually some kind of either seating area, you could be at the bar.
You're missing a step. Now, every restaurant in this city, for the most part, has some sort of gong, alarm, bell that goes off when you walk in. And that is an announcement. And when you hear the pong pong, or you hear a ding-a-ling, and everyone looks to you.
Yes. Sometimes at Japanese restaurants, the man at the sushi bar will say something in Japanese. It's like a thing that they do.
Oh, I've seen that in film.
You don't do a lot of pickup sushi orders?
Small portions, my dear. I'll put it this way. If you teach a man to fish,
sure,
he'll eat for a lifetime.
Right.
If you make a man go pick up raw fish.
Oh.
He'll eat for 10 seconds and still be hungry.
Wow, what a spin on that classic proverb.
I actually read that proverb from a fortune cookie.
Oh. Now, that actually brings up an interesting point that I wanted to ask. Why don't you cook at all?
Why don't I cook? Great question. Two reasons. Reason the first, I don't know how. Reason the second, I don't want to learn how. Reason the third, surprise reason.
Oh.
It's not an apartment, it's more of a supply closet / cabinet in a small printing press.
Oh my goodness. Office. Those are all totally legitimate reasons.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Bearspace. Create your own personal website with Bearspace, a website design platform inspired by Marie Kondo's book. You know, the popular one about decluttering. Instead of using other website platforms that provide you with a lot of options, Bearspace keeps it simple. There's only one template, and it's a white screen. That's it. Bearspace promotes the idea that minimalism rules and FAQ sections drool. The Bearspace template has a 30-character text limit for each section. If your website is for, let's say, a Kraft mustard shop, your About section will simply say Kraft Mustard Shop. For your location, simply write the address. And your contact section will only have space for your email and social, because phone calls are for your mom only. Bare Space has thought of it all when it comes to the art of simple website design. Want to add music to your intro page? Tough noogies, there's no intro page. Want to add innovative transitions between tabs? Not gonna happen. The Bare Space template doesn't even allow for Flash. Bare Space, dare to be bare.
Do you cook?
On occasion, I do.
Tell me your most famous recipe. What do you make better than anyone?
Or
what do you make best?
Well, you know, I've done some traveling in my day, and I was fortunate enough to spend a summer in Brazil. And so I've learned to make some Brazilian dishes that my husband used to really enjoy.
If you would ever like to take a sojourn to Brazil, know a few good establishments that I have actually gotten takeout from.
Oh, dear. Conrad, please.
Please?
No, I don't mean please. I mean enough.
If you...
How do you feel about farmers markets?
I love and loathe them for disparate reasons. I love the fact that it's a market. I hate the fact that there are farmers there.
Oh.
I feel the farm-to-table phenom does not take into account the someone cooking it part.
Sure, they kind of skip that in the title, don't they?
Yes.
Because if you said farm to chef to table, it kind of takes away the immediacy.
Well, yes, and people are always trying to save on extra letters in their advertising.
Sure,
and so,
or just save time.
Right, I don't eat raw food. Just don't do it.
You have a bit of a European sensibility, I would say. You know, you're not in a rush. Food matters. Not in the way that I think of Europeans, you know, actually cooking their own food and taking great pride in how they do that.
I've seen a lot of films that take place in Europe, and so I have gravitated toward that lifestyle.
When you go to the restaurants to pick up your order,
yes,
the people, they must know you well then, right? Do they say, oh, hi, Conrad, do you enjoy that familiarity?
I do. I love the idea of walking into an establishment and someone saying, hello, Conrad,
Sure. Exactly
as you did.
Yes.
Oh, it made my heart skip a beat.
Oh.
It's full. My heart is full.
Oh, that's lovely.
Like my tummy.
And what do you do professionally?
What don't I do professionally?
Oh.
Anything. I am on disability because of my weight fluctuation.
Sure.
And I have what is called a flop foot. Now, you might have heard of a drop foot. This is like a drop foot, except it's more of a flop foot because I like to drag my foot off to the side when I'm sitting. And occasionally someone will step on it in a way and I'll say, ah, you flopped foot. And so the state has awarded me a weekly stipend from which I can order delivery.
40 times a week?
Well, takeout, yes. I order takeout 40 times a week. And I have to say, this country is doing better than it ever has before.
Wow.
Its treatment of its citizens.
Mm.
And now 4 more years of William Jefferson Clinton.
Wow. It's clear that this means so much to you and you enjoy pretty much all aspects of it. But what would you say is the best part of the experience of ordering an order for pickup, a pickup order?
When you order takeout, you get a chance to tell someone exactly what you want. And then when you get there,
yes,
and I will do this, I will open the order at the restaurant.
Oh.
And if it isn't correct to the letter,
yes,
I will dump it on the counter and I will say, do it again. And they will.
Oh. Have you ever been kicked out of an establishment for that?
Yes, I have.
Can you understand why?
I see. If someone does a poor job, it is in some way my fault.
Oh.
Well, interesting. Interesting millennial point of view, Amy, Lauren, Becca, Emily. I feel as though in this day and age, your sense of entitlement is nothing compared to my sense of entitlement. I come from the old school. When I don't get what I want, it's not, I wrote some words down. I don't throw shade. I don't write a bad review on Yelp. I instead tell them instantaneously, you can do better and do it again.
You know, that's not where I thought you were going, but you actually make a really good point.
Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell the people at the unemployment office that I looked for work today.
Oh, yes.
I will give them your phone number if that's all right with you.
Of course.
And I have to say, there's a sadness about you. I don't consider myself to be a Lothario.
Yeah.
But I do sense a chemistry here.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I don't know your situation, but I would like you
Who
to
does?
Know that if you ever would like to get a hold of me, feel free to give me a call after 6 p.m. when the office closes, and I might pick up the phone.
I'll be sure to remember that you said that to me. It'll be hard to forget. Thank you so much for joining us, Conrad. It's been a really insightful and haunting experience.
You're welcome.
For reasons I don't understand, I took Conrad up on his offer to take me to his favorite Brazilian restaurant. And it got weird fast. I knew Conrad was odd, but I didn't anticipate he'd scream at our waiter, saying his water was too liquidy. I'm Emily Amy Lauren Becca. Thanks for listening, and as always, for supporting support for this podcast.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.